Blog Talk Radio.
This is Abby Hulstrenowitz, and we're over here at Phoenix Comic Con, and we're talking to Jen, also known as JM. So, Jen, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into writing.
I grew up in a really small town, so when I got to the age where I could make up stories and write them down, I was always writing stuff down, and I spend a lot of time out in the fields, out in the woods, writing stories.
How old were you about that time?
I started writing stories when I was about 10 or 11.
Would you say that you did that out of boredom? Or something else? Is that you had creativity in you that perhaps maybe your parents had?
I think it was a lot out of boredom, but I had a lot of creativity, I think, at that time. My parents ran a small business, so we weren't really that creative of a family, but we were very entrepreneurial, so, yes.
I think to be in business, you have to be somewhat creative. Of course, you can't be creative with the books, but you can be creative with other things and start making money. So when did you come to Phoenix?
I came to Phoenix in 2000. My husband was in the Air Force, and we really didn't have a choice. And Phoenix is the biggest city I have ever lived in. And it sort of scared me and surprised me because I thought I was coming out to, like, the empty desert, tumbleweeds, stuff like that.
Where are you from again?
Upstate New York.
Ah. Once upon a time, I went to New York, and we went to a play where they depicted everyone from Arizona being, you know, with Indians yet. So they have a real skewed view of what we are all about out here. Do you think that's the same case with you?
Yeah, but it goes both ways because while I had a very skewed view of what Arizona and the desert was like, people also, as soon as they hear I'm from New York, they immediately think I'm from the city, and that was not the case when I was growing up. I grew up in a very empty, open area, a lot of trees, a lot of swamps, a lot of open fields.
And we have a lot of that around here, too.
Yeah.
And Arizona is one of those diverse, you know, states where we have, you know, stinking desert in one part, and then you've got a green, lush, you know, area in the other part. Do you think that you prefer the forest, or do you prefer the desert landscape?
I miss the green. Sorry. I prefer to go up north in Arizona. I really am not a fan of the desert. Sorry. Just the way it is. I know some people are real desert lovers. I'm not.
So, when you got here, and you were still... Your husband was still in the Army, or Navy, the Air Force. And so when did you start writing when you were here?
Oh, I was writing all the time when I was here, too. I had my son, who was only about a year and a half old when we moved out here, so I'd write things down and then tell him stories. And so I was always writing to entertain myself, too, because I was at the housewife stage. And so stay-at-home mom, didn't have a whole lot to do. Daytime TV is not fun.
When I first got married, I lived out in the stinking desert from Yuma. And we had a farm out there we were working on for my husband who has his brother had a farm. So I was bored out of my mind because I grew up here. And there's a lot of things to do here, nothing to do out there. So I don't understand you at all when it comes to that. I like having people around me. I'm not used to not having people around me. So when you started writing here, so obviously you got into pirates. Apparently because you are in pirate gear here. So tell us about how you got involved there.
I do the National Novel Writing Month every year, NaNoWriMo. And one year I had this pirate character stuck in my head. Not the pirate character that's in Blackstrap's Ecstasy, surprisingly. And she wouldn't leave my head. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to get a pirate costume. And I'm going to see if I can find some other people who are interested in this. And I ran across the Arizona Corsairs, who were very interesting, not quite what I was looking for. And then I met Max, who is Captain Max. And, yeah, Captain Max, whose book is the next one in the series, Max of Despair. And mostly I just started out doing it for fun, and then we got into doing shows and performance stuff, too.
So when you say shows, what kind of shows are we talking about?
Swords, stunts, dancing, a little bit slapstick, very lighthearted. We don't do anything that's really dark and brooding or anything like that. More fun and comedic. in room 232 at 6:30 tonight and at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So come see.
So you're trying to stay busy. You're staying busy. Now, I know that you also do belly dancing. How did you get involved with that?
Belly dancing, I actually went, when I was 12 years old, I went to Watkins Glen with my family, and there was a belly dancing poet. And I absolutely fell in love with her, and I said, that is what I want to be when I grow up. Somehow I ended up being a belly dancing pirate. I guess the universe heard me wrong. So, but, and when I came out to Arizona, there's a huge belly dance community out here. I also teach belly dance on the west side. But it's just a lot of fun, and I think everybody should definitely get into that too, men and women.
There you go. Mixed gender. That's cool. So, how did you create a persona?
You know, I don't know that I actually create the personas. I really think they just sort of fall into my head. They develop into deeper characters as I work with them, but it's really more like interviewing and getting to know a friend rather than creating it, for me anyway.
So how'd you come up with the idea of your new book here, Foxtrot Ecstasy?
Well, as playing pirates with the Arizona Corsairs, I had to come up with my own pirate personality, and I just came up with Blackstrap because Blackstrap actually is the type of molasses that they use for rum, and I was drinking a lot of rum at the time, so I thought, well, why not? And I love the play on words with ecstasy being so many possible meanings with the ship. And hi, how are you? That's okay. So the pirate Blackstrap, I got a little off track, didn't I? But the book is about...
She got distracted by somebody in a lot of garb and very large gun.
Yeah, they're carrying a large gun. But it's Comic-Con, so I guess that's normal. But the book is basically the character of Captain Blackstrap and how she found her crew. The crew and characters in the book are based off of people that I know. So look around at Comic-Con or any of our shows and try to recognize who they are. I have been told by some people that I pegged them really well, and others don't want to admit it. So
that's interesting. Just some of them don't want to admit that they're in your book.
Yeah.
But, yeah, seriously. Well, I have to talk to Matt, because, you know, he is just a garbage. He's just so cool. I'm sure we can tear Matt away for a couple minutes. But, okay, so now that you've got your book out, and I know you've got some short stories, tell us about those.
I do have a couple short stories. The short stories, some of them are based off of the characters in the pirate book that didn't get a whole lot of spotlight time, like Bean to Zine, which actually isn't one character, it's a group of characters. They are the Daughters of Treasure, and they are the harem girls that Blackstrap liberated from the Sultana's palace, and they...
Did she save them?
Some of them feel they were saved, some don't feel they were saved, especially when they realize that Blackstrap didn't want to just take them on a joyride on a pirate ship. She actually wants to put them to work.
And that wasn't their kind of work before.
No, not at all. So, but the stories are that Blackstrap is desperately trying to train them how to use weapons and be pirates. And while they are all very sneaking, conniving women, they are not all adept at using weaponry. Again, in the shows, we demonstrate some of the fun things that we do between belly dance and stunt choreography to kind of combine the dance and fight.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about that stunt choreography based on your sword fights in your book, right? How do you go about that?
I learned sword fighting from Max and from Dirk, who goes by Theodoric Brandywine. They're both sword fighters in the competition sense. They do tournament sword fighting for the pirate stuff. And also Casey Plute, who is Captain Redcap, she trains the stunt fighters to do that choreography. I try to write based on what I've learned in the sword fighting, trying not to skim over, and I don't like to miss the gory details when it comes to blood and guts and stuff.
Awesome. That's what makes it real, you know, to color code it. It's just not any fun. It's not reality.
Right.
And so you have to make the characters more dimensional.
Yes.
So what's next for you?
Well, I have written a couple short zombie stories. I do want to do that. I also have a young adult fiction fantasy that's called Trolls. I'm really working on trying to get that out. And, of course, Max's Despair. That's the second book in the Dread series. And just always writing, always enjoying writing scripts. I have been asked to do a script for a belly dance piece, but I am not supposed to talk about that, so it's hush-hush about that one, but it's a lot of fun, and I just enjoy writing.
I'll have to interview you again when we do that one.
All right.
So, I know there's another book coming up, and you're working on it.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that one. And obviously, I think what you did was you ended this one, and then you see the scene and, you know, kind of continuation in the next book.
Yes. Max's Despair is a continuation off of Blackstrap, the story that started in Blackstrap's Ecstasy. But really, much like how Blackstrap book is written in this disjointed flashback fashion, so is Despair. It is about how Captain Max met his crew and where he came from and the interesting story that that is. I don't want to give away too much because Max has a very interesting history, but I promise mermaids.
Ah, mermaids.
And, yes, some very interesting mermaids.
Are they nice mermaids or are they vicious ones?
They are not vicious, but I think anything that has a magical nature to it can't always be trusted. So Max has to be careful the deals that he makes with mermaids.
Well, he needs to be careful of every woman.
Yes, Max definitely has to be careful of women. He is warned several times that women will be his downfall. I don't think he's learned yet.
They don't usually.
No.
What about me? What?
No.
What women?
All the women in the book.
So we're talking about that. Okay, so we got this story that's coming up, and that's going to be out approximately?
Hopefully in the fall, or summer of 2012. Do my best.
Probably safer to say, you know, by September, which would be like fall,
yes.
September, October.
I would love to get it out by Talk Like a Pirate Day, because the Dread Fleet does Talk Like a Pirate Day at Westgate. And I would love to have it out by then.
Which will be when?
I believe it's on September 22nd. Don't quote me on that one. Check out the dreadfleet.com page.
Which is?
Thedreadfleet.com.
That's D-R-E-A-D, everyone.
Yes.
L-E-E-T.com.
Yes.
So, do you have a website of your own for your books?
I do not have a website specifically for the books, but I do have a Facebook page for the Blackstrap Ecstasy, and I do have a Facebook page for JJM Seep, and I also have a Facebook page for Bean Tazine, because they are wonderful dancers, and you can see what they do.
So what are you doing out here, Con?
At the convention, we're selling t-shirts for the Dread Fleet. We're selling a whole bunch of interesting pirate treasure for the Dread Fleet. I do have copies of Blackstrap's Ecstasy that have a sneak peek at Max's Despair. We're also doing a show. I think I mentioned that. Room 232, 6:30 on Friday night and 7 o'clock on Saturday night.
Now, is that in the normal Phoenix Convention Center or is that one of the buildings?
That's in the hotel room, room 232, which is upstairs from the exhibition hall.
Which hotel?
The one we're currently in.
Oh, okay. This is Phoenix.
This is
a convention center.
Okay, sorry, yes. This is a convention center. I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay.
I get very turned around. In the book, Blackstrap is lost all the time. That is
very appropriate.
That is very appropriate. It's very true.
Okay, well, closer to your personality. So, it's almost out of time. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on here. But if they want to come and see you here at Phoenix Comic Con this weekend, where do they find you?
We are at booth 1053, 1053, and come see us. We've got lots of pirate treasure and stuff out, and there's always pirates wandering around us. Come see the Dread Fleet.
Not every pirate is created equal, so be careful who you snack.
Yes, be careful. Be careful of the pirates. We're all dangerous.
thanks so much, Jen. And I'm looking forward to seeing your next book coming up. And, of course, I'm still looking forward to reading the first one because I'm not quite done yet. So I'm looking forward to finding out what happens at the end. Because I've already read the beginning of your first one, of your second book, so out of by chance. So you also find her book at azpublishingservices.com online. It's also on Amazon in print format right now, and also going to be in Kindle format and all the other formats possible known to man. So you can definitely look on AZ Publishing Services for all your details when it comes to different versions that you can get a hold of. So with that, we'll have to take it tonight, and we're on to our next interview. This is Phoenix Comic Con, and this is Patty Holstrand with KWOD Radio signing out.